and welcome to the Manological Podcast. This is episode 2 of series 12. Over this first half of term, our podcast has been super busy preparing material for this and future episodes. So here's what we've got coming up on this edition. We have a feature on the best school trips and a thoughtful reflection on the Year 6 11 Plus process. We also have features on ABBA songs, why questions, top holidays, airlines and foods. Plus our teacher interview is with Miss Smith from Year 1. Let's get things started with Layla and Sophie from Year 6, who have just experienced the busy autumn term in the build-up to their 11 plus entrance exams and interviews. They have thoughtfully reflected on just what it was like.
Hi, my name is Layla.
Hi, my name is Sophie.
And we're in Year 6.
And today we will be talking about the first term of Year 6 and the pros and cons.
For all of the Manologers, just so you know, for when approaching Year 6, there's no need to stress. As we have just finished the first term, which some people say is the hard term, it was actually quite fun.
Every day after school, you would usually get two pieces of homework, one maths and one English.
Just so you know, we don't usually get any homework on the weekends.
After the first couple of weeks, having only one piece of homework is like having a walk in the park on a lovely spring day.
You will actually miss homework in the next term when you have less. In your maths and English lessons, you need to be prepared.
You will be expected to bring a folder for maths and a folder for English.
Your folder needs to be tidy and organised.
Inside your folder, it needs to have plastic wallets and dividers.
And of course, your work.
The teachers are really kind and understanding.
Every year, they go through the stress of 11 plus with you, so they are always there for you.
In Year 6, the teachers have to deal with at least 60 students. They prepare for each of you.
The least you can do to your teachers is show respect.
In Year 6, you are at the top of the school, so you need to set a good example to the younger children.
The things teachers expect from you is to be on time for lessons and be presentable.
Missing 5 or 10 minutes of a lesson is really important.
Coming late affects you, your teacher, and your friends.
When being presentable, you need to make sure that your shirt is tucked in and that you look smart.
It's not always about looking good. You have to do your best academically.
These things really do matter. Just remember that exams are only for a term. If you study hard, you will be prepared for an exam because you have put in loads of effort.
You have a few mock exams at the start before the October half term. It does change every year.
There is no need to worry about them. Just study hard and it will pay off in the future.
You will always have friends to comfort you, so it'll be okay.
You have been preparing since you were very young.
Make sure you are organised. It benefits when your folder and homework diary is updated.
Being organised helps you prepare for exams and interviews.
When having homework, you will need your homework diary when you get home or in homework club.
It will benefit you too when you go to secondary school. Imagine all the fun things you will do later on.
The Year 6 France trip and the production.
The teachers will always plan fun and exciting things to do in your lessons.
We always do fun and practical activities with special ways of learning.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Make sure to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends. Bye.
Next, here are Anissa and Idris from Year 4 with their top 5 school trips at Manor Lodge.
My name is Anissa.
And my name is Idris.
And we're in Year 4.
And today we're going to talk about school trips.
The first one is all the way back in reception.
And we went to Hertfordshire Zoo.
When we went there, we saw a tiger.
And we also saw penguins eating fish.
And we
saw a lion and their cubs. The second one is in Year 1. We went to Windsor Castle. We saw the table. It was about 7 metres long. It was massive.
We even saw the Queen's bedroom. Her bed was so cool.
Our next one is in Year 2, the Royal Dahl Museum.
We got to go in a lift like Charlie and the Glass Elevator, in the book. And we saw the giant peach and got to go in it. It was so cool.
And we saw the BFG's Dream Jazz and even got to make our own one too. We also went to Southend-on-Sea.
We got to go to the zoo. There were so many cool animals.
We also got some delicious ice cream. I got bubble gum.
And I got bubble gum too.
And we also got to make sandcastles. Me and my friends made the biggest of them all.
It was so fun. We loved it.
The next one is in year three. We went to Celtic Harmony.
We learned all about the Celts. One good fact is that they're known for their skilled metalworking, farming and fierce warrior culture.
The next one is Hazard Alley.
They taught us how to be aware of our surroundings. It was super fun. It might actually be my best school trip yet.
We had to place a phone call to the fire department and the ambulance.
I called the fire department because a fire was caused by an oven being left on.
The last and final one is the temple.
Unlike most school trips, the temple offered everyone food instead of us eating packed lunch. It was delicious.
The trip was overall very good and some people acted a Hindu story.
It was very funny.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends.
On to music next. Here are Ahana and Alexa from Year 4 with an ABBA song quiz.
Hi, I'm Alexa.
And I'm Ahana. Today we are going to do an ABBA song quiz. See if you can guess the songs. Let's go straight into it.
Do you know this one?
It was Gimme Gimme Gimme. Next up. Do you know this one?
It was Mamma Mia.
Next one.
It was One of Us. Next up.
School bag in hand, she leaves home in the early morning, waving goodbye with an absent-minded smile.
Do you know this one?
It was Slipping Through My Fingers, which is my favourite song.
Next up. Was Lay All Your Love on Me. And today we are going to introduce a new fun segment called Alexana's MLS Would You Rather. Today's one is, would you rather spend your break on the climbing frame or the Astro? We will tell you our choice next podcast.
Thank you for listening.
To rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends. Bye.
Over to Ava in Year 4 now, who has tried to answer some of the big why questions.
Hi, my name is Ava and I'm in Year 4. We all think about those why questions which you can't get an answer to. Well, I'm going to tell you through some of these why questions. Number 1, the most popular question. Why is the sky blue? When the sky appears blue, it is because the Earth's atmosphere scatters sunlight in all directions. Blue light travels as shorter, smaller waves and is scattered more strongly than the other colours, which makes it more visible to our eyes during the day. Is the sky blue today? Number 2, next question. Why is the Earth round? The Earth is round because its own gravity pulls all its mass equally towards a centre point. The Earth balances out its floors and forms the most compact shape possible, which is a sphere. However, through rotation, it causes a slight bulge at the equator. So we have the answer to whether the question is round. Number three, the final question. Why is the grass green? Grass is green because it contains high contractions of chlorophyll, a pigment essential for photosynthesis. The pigment absorbs red and blue sunlight from the sun to create energy, but it cannot absorb green light, so instead it is reflected, making the grass appear green to our eyes. Hope you found the answers to these why questions interesting. Thank you for listening. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.
Now, Bobby and Ethan in Year 5 have a top 5 foods rundown.
Hi, I'm Bobby.
Hi, I'm Ethan.
And today, we're going to talk about
foods. I'm going to be talking to you about a burger. A hamburger, often known as a burger, consists of fillings, usually a patty of ground meat, typical beef placed inside a sliced bun, sesame seed bun or bread roll. The patties are often served with lettuce, tomato, onion, pickles, bacon or chilies. The filling of the burger can be topped with condiments such as ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, relish or special sauce, often a variation of thousands of island dressing. A burger with the patty topped with cheese is called a cheeseburger. Under some definitions, a hamburger is considered a sandwich.
I'm going to talk about pizza. Pizza is a beloved Italian dish originating from Naples. A flatbread topped with tomato sauce, cheese and various ingredients. Evolving from ancient flatbreads into the global favourite we know, with iconic variations like the margherita pizza representing Italy's flag, evolved from street food for the poor in the 18th century, it became a worldwide sensation after World War II. Known for its versatility, affordability and comfort food status, with pepperoni being the most popular topping in the US.
I'm also going to be talking about tacos. Tacos are a traditional Mexican dish consisting of a small hand-sized corn or wheat tortilla topped with a filling, which is then folded or rolled and eaten by hand. They are highly versatile, ranging from traditional street-style options of Tex-Mex variations.
I'm going to talk about sushi. Sushi is a traditional Japanese dish featuring vinegared rice, shari, paired with various ingredients like seafood, raw or cooked vegetables, or egg, originating from a fish preservation method in southern East Asia, but evolving in Japan into the popular fast food known today. Key types include maki rolls, nigiri fish on hand-pressed rice, and kishari, scattered toppings served with wasabi, pickled ginger and soy sauce, and typically eaten in one bite, often by hand.
I'm also going to be talking about fried chicken. Also called southern fried chicken, is a dish consisting of chicken pieces that have been coated with seasonal flour or batter and pan-fried, deep-fried, pressure-fried or air-fried. The breading adds a crisp coating of crust to the exterior of the chicken while retaining juices in the meat. Broiler chickens are most commonly used.
I'm going to finally talk about noodles. Noodles are a staple food of unleavened dough, rolled flat and cut into strips with origins in ancient China, made from various grains and cooked in boiling water. Often fried or added to soups and sauces, forming diverse global varieties like Italian pasta, Japanese ramen and Chinese mian. They provide energy, vitamins and minerals, but instant versions can be high in salt. So adding fresh ingredients like eggs and vegetables improves nutritional value.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe and tell your friends.
Bye.
Bye.
Next, we have Ava and Sienna from Year 4 with their top 10 holidays.
Hello, my name is Ava.
And I'm Sienna.
Today we are going to tell you about the top 10 holidays.
Number 1, Thailand. It's known for beaches, culture and street food. It remains a premier global destination.
Number 2, Greek islands. Offers a mix of ancient history, beautiful beaches and Mediterranean cuisine.
Number 3, Spain. Features of blue flag beaches, vibrant nightlife and rich culture.
Number 4, Florida, USA. A top choice of family holidays, theme parks and beaches.
Number 5, Portugal. Known for its stunning coastline, golf courses and sunny climate.
Number 6, Turkey. Offers 300 days of sunshine, rich history and diverse landscapes.
Number 7, Sri Lanka and Maldives, a top combination for cultural explanation paired with luxury beef relaxation.
Number 8, Italian cities, Rome, Florence, a hub of art history and La Dolce Vita.
Number 9, Croatia, known for its historic coastal towns and Adriatic beaches.
Number 10, Dubai, UAE, a top city destination for shopping, luxury and modern architecture.
Thank you for listening.
We hope you enjoyed.
And don't forget
to go to those holidays we said.
Especially the UAE, Dubai. Bye.
Bye.
Linking to holidays, here are Otto from Year 6 and Louis from Year 5 with their top 10 airlines.
Hello, I'm Otto.
And I'm Louis.
And today we'll be talking about the top 10 airlines.
Number 1, Qatar Airways. Recognised for world-class service, luxury and extensive routes. 43.1 million passengers annually.
Singapore Airlines, renowned for superior service, gourmet dining and top-tier cabin crew, and carries 39.4 million passengers annually.
Number 3, Cathay Pacific Airways, known for excellence in in-flight entertainment and economy class. Over 36 million passengers annually.
Number 4, Emirates, famous for luxury premium cabins and extensive lounge experiences, carries 55.6 million passengers annually.
Number 5, ANA, Al Nippon Airways, ranked high for cleanliness and service, over 46 to 53 million passengers annually.
Number 6, Turkish Airlines, highly rated for international connectivity and service, 83.4 million passengers annually.
Number 7, Korean Air, consistently rated for and service quality, over 16.49 million passengers annually.
Number 8, Air France, known for high quality services and premium cabins, over 77 million passengers annually.
Number 9, Japan Airlines, acclaimed for exceptional service and cabin cleanliness, 35 to over 40 million passengers annually.
Hanan Airlines, recognised for quality and service and safety. Hanan Airlines Group carry over 20 million passengers annually. Thank you for listening
to our part of the podcast.
Remember to
rate,
like,
subscribe
and tell your friends.
We round things off with our interview for this episode. Here is Iman from Year 4 putting the questions to Miss Smith.
Hello, my name is Iman and today I will be interviewing Miss Smith to get to know her better. Hello Miss Smith.
Hi.
Thank you for coming to my interview.
Thanks for asking me.
My first question is, how long have you been teaching at Manor Lodge for?
This is my fourth year at Manor Lodge. I really love it.
What is your favourite school lunch?
My favourite school lunch is on a Thursday, the vegetarian option.
My favourite is fish and chips on Friday.
Oh, that's nice as well.
Did you always want to work in teaching or did you want to be something else?
I trained to be a hairdresser and a nail technician, but then I decided, no, kids are much more fun than cutting hair.
Yeah. Do you have a pet?
I do have a pet. She's a big slobbery dog called Mabel, and I have two rabbits that are quite cheeky called Bruno and Buddy.
I know, but my house is too small.
Oh, do you?
What is your favourite thing about MLS?
My favourite thing is seeing all the kids smile every day. And everyone that I work with is lovely to work with, so it's nice to come in to work to see everyone smile and be happy.
6. What is your favourite subject to teach and why?
I like doing creative stuff and art, so my favourite subject is arts and crafts, so we get to make stuff.
7. If you could change one thing about MLS, what would it be?
I was thinking about this because I think I really like it here, but maybe if we could have a 3-day weekend and wear trainers, what do you think?
Yeah. 8. Is there another year group you would like to teach in?
I really enjoyed working in reception and I love working in year one. Maybe year two.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe year two.
That would mean you'd be teaching my brother.
Yeah, I know, again, yeah.
9. What do you like to do in your free time?
I like to watch Grey's Anatomy and chase the dog around the field.
10. For the last question, I'm going to do a quick fire round with you.
Okay.
Tea or coffee?
Coffee.
Early bird or night owl?
Night owl.
Sweet or savoury?
Oh, it has to be sweet.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Netflix or YouTube?
Oh, I like Netflix, but we always have YouTube at home.
Pizza or pasta?
Pasta.
I would say pizza, I don't like pasta. Chocolate or crisps?
Chocolate, what about you?
Yeah, chocolate. Stickers or stamps?
Stickers.
I would say stickers as well.
Yeah.
Because that can come in different colours, but stamp is one colour. Yeah,
that's true.
Sunrise or sunset?
Sunrise.
Yeah, I would say sunset because I like seeing
the pretty colours. Yeah, no, that's true. I think, yeah, can I change? I like sunset as well.
Thank you, Miss Smith. It's been great to get to know you a little more. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Remember to rate, like, subscribe, and tell your friends.
Oh, I love that. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Aman. Thanks, Miss Smith. And thanks to everyone for listening. We'll be back with another episode soon, so please do hit that subscribe button and spread the word across the Manor Lodge community. The music you heard at the start of the podcast was a piece of music created on GarageBand by Louis. And now to close the show, here is Otto from Year 6 playing Spanish Nights on the guitar.
Remember to rest.